Good morning. It's been kind of a rough week for us fighting colds in our family, and so I hope you'll bear with me this morning. I'll try to get everything out for you. I'm really thankful for what I'm going to speak about this morning. I'm thankful that we have this given to us. Something I believe is very important. Something that will help us to get to heaven. And that is God's amazing grace. Grace is defined as unmerited favor. It's freely bestowed, freely given. Or defined as kindness given to one who is undeserving. And as we go through this talk, you can make your own decision on whether you feel like you're deserving of that today. Really, no one on earth today or in times past is deserving of God's amazing grace. Nobody in the future or the past or today. Why? Because mankind is imperfect. Mankind will make mistakes. And therefore, they are undeserving in themselves of God's amazing grace. But thankful, we just talked about this in the Lord's table. God gives us His amazing grace through His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. He makes us possible, makes it possible for us to be perfect through Christ. Because of the wonderful gift of Christ dying on the cross for our sins. And through that we can have our sins forgiven. In Ephesians 1 and 7 it says, In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Also Romans 5, 1 and 2 and 6 and 10. Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Only through Christ do we have access by faith into God's grace. And even though having no hope before, God showed us His love. He showed mankind His love by giving His only begotten Son for us and for all mankind who accept Him. Through Christ's death, we're reconciled to God and can receive the grace of God. So God's grace is freely given to those who walk with Him, to those who are righteous. In Psalms 84 and 11, it talks about this. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walketh uprightly. So God's grace is freely given to those who are righteous. On the other hand, His grace does not remain or is not given to those who are unrighteous or can be taken away from them. And as we read through these verses that we're going to read here in a second, there's a lot of people in the world today who believe in once saved, always saved. In these verses, we can find that you can fall away. First Hebrews 6, 4 through 6, where it says, For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again into repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put Him to an open shame. Does this mean we can't come back to God? I don't believe it does. I believe it's saying that it makes it very hard, and we're putting God and Christ afresh into an open shame. Also, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10, it says, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Here we find a lot of things telling us that God's grace will not be given to the unrighteous. God's grace can't be taken away from us. His favor, we can fall out of His favor. We find in the story of Christ that He had the grace of God with Him, even as a child. We find this in Luke. One of the places we find this is in Luke 2:40. And it said, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." Jesus had the grace of God with him at all times. And we see that many times through his story as we find in the New Testament. In Hebrews 4:16 it says, "Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Here it's telling us to come boldly to the throne of grace. We're supposed to realize that God's grace is there for us. We are to try to strive to obtain that grace. So that we can also obtain mercy in our time of need, God will be there for us by giving His grace unto us. Under the old law, we find that the Israelites, they came near to the tabernacle and the temple, and they relied on the high priest to officiate on their behalf by making intercession for them. And they did that before the mercy seat in the most holy place. And they did that because that was a type of the throne of grace. This is the way God told them to do it back then. This is the only thing they could do under the old law, was do the things and have the high priest officiate for them so they could have a type of the throne of grace. And as we know, as we get into Christ's death and everything, those who were found faithful were saved because of what they did in the Old Testament. So we as a spiritual Israel, so-called, we can approach boldly, as it talked about in Hebrews 4:16, boldly and confidently we can approach by faith this throne where Jesus is acting as our high priest. Jesus is our high priest today. Our prayers go through Him to God. And as we do so, Christ asks God to give us the grace that we need, the grace and the favor that we need as we go through our trials and our temptations here on earth. So what does God's amazing grace do for us? First, it redeems us from our sins. In Ephesians 1:7 it says, "In whom we have redemption according to the riches of His grace." It redeems us from sin. We as Christians can have our sins removed now if we repent with God's grace. We sing the song "Amazing Grace" in number 257 in the Red Book. In verse 1 it says, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." You know, even kings and presidents cannot pardon our transgressions for us. We cannot buy our forgiveness with silver and gold. Medicine and science cannot produce forgiveness. But Jesus Christ can redeem us from our sins through God's grace. Only through Jesus Christ and through the grace of God can He reach down into the gutter of despair to those who need it, lift up the penitent soul out of the miry clay, and redeem us from that soul from destruction. In Ephesians 2:8, Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." So God's grace through Christ is a gift. God's gift to us. Also, God's amazing grace relieves our fears. In Psalms 56:3 it says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." Verse 2 of Amazing Grace song says, "'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears allayed or relieved." How precious did that grace appear when I His word obeyed. In our world today, it's full of fear, full of confusion, full of tragedy. All you have to do is turn the TV on and listen to the news, and you'll hear all about it. We know extreme tragedy happened a while ago on September 11th. Many people in other countries blow themselves up to try to kill other people. We're starting to have some of that happen here lately again. So there's a lot of fear, pain, and tragedy that people try to inflict on others. There's so much fear in our world today. So much destruction. So much tragedy. But even through all these down points, negative points, however you want to call them, God's amazing grace is there for us. God's amazing grace relieves our fears. If we focus on God and Christ, we won't be affected as we would be with fear. Gives us comfort to help us in our tribulations. In 1 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4, it says, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ." God's grace also helps us to help others. Helps us to help and comfort others. There's many people out there that need comfort from us. Many people that need our help. In my job, I'm luckily enough, I see a lot of that to where I can say something or comfort somebody. There's many little things we can do. There's a lot of people out there that need help. Something we might say that might help them with their fears might bring them to Christ. God gives us opportunities that are out there for us in our lifetime because we are His hands and His feet here on earth. Also, God's grace reassures us through times of danger. Verse 3 of Amazing Grace says, "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." We live in a dangerous world. Without our storms, floods, thefts, murders, terrorism. Within our trials, hurts, loneliness, depression, misunderstandings. But God's grace is sufficient if we allow it to be. It can help us through dangerous times. It will help those who put their trust in Him. Even though our friends and our loved ones may forsake us, Jesus will never fail us. He willfully gave His life for us because He loved us. Verse 4 says of the song, "The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures." God's promised good to us. He's not promised good to us every moment of our lives. He's not promised good constantly for us. But He has promised good for us if we lean on Him. He's promised good in the church for us. He's promised that good things can happen are there for us. His word secures our hope. We're promised what we can receive if we're faithful at the end. He's going to be our shield. And He will take care of us as long as life endures for us. Also, God's grace rewards us eternally. In Acts 15 and 11, it says, "But we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they." So we believe because we've been told. We believe in God. We believe in Christ. We believe that we're going to receive this grace, and we believe that we can be saved. Romans 3 and 24 says, "Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Again, through Christ Jesus, we're justified by grace. Titus 2:11. For the grace of God that bringeth forth salvation hath appeared to all men. Everyone has the opportunity to be a part of God's amazing grace unto salvation. Unfortunately, some choose not to. In Titus 3:7, It's going to tell us, as Christians, we're justified by God's grace. That's what it's going to tell us there. Titus 3:7. That being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So now we're made to be heirs of eternal life according to the hope of heaven. The treasures and possessions we have here on earth are temporal. They don't last. If you think of somebody who's crazy about their vehicle, they buy the best vehicle they can possibly buy. It's everything to them. It's not going to last. It's going to decay. It's going to rust. What we have here on earth really means nothing. It's nice to have, but it really doesn't mean anything. Our treasures here on earth will pass away. But God's amazing grace will last forever. It's good to live by, and it will be good to die by. In John 14:1-3, it talks about Christ preparing a mansion for those who are faithful and who love God and obey Him. John 14:1-3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Whither I go, you know, and the way you know. It's all because of God's amazing grace. I'd like to briefly read this other song here. And that's the title of it, All Because of God's Amazing Grace. Number 28 in the Blue Book. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a poor sinner like me. Though once I was lost, yet now I'm found. Though I was blinded, now I see. And it's all because of God's amazing grace, because on Calvary's mountain He took my place. And someday, some glorious morning, I shall see Him face to face. It's all because of God's amazing grace. Through disappointment and danger too, through labors and sorrows we've come, but God's grace has guided safely through, and it will surely lead us home. Then with a ransomed round about God's throne, we praise our Redeemer and King. We'll tell how His mercy for sin did atone. Through countless ages, this song we'll sing. And it was all because of God's amazing grace, because on Calvary's mountain He took my place. Oh, someday, some glorious morning, I shall see Him face to face. All because of God's amazing grace. I'm so thankful that with the things that we go through, that we have a God who can still give us His grace. And it's only through His grace and through our obedience that He will guide us home to obtain our heavenly home. We're going to offer the gospel invitation at this time to anyone who has not put on Christ, have not become a member of His body. If you'd like to have your sins washed away and become a part of that, we're going to give you the opportunity. Come forward. Or if we can help you in any other way, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing.